Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 7th, 2006. Today's message is titled, The Best Way. The powerful scripture verse that Brooksine will read is from Isaiah 48, verse 17.
This is what the Lord says, Your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go.
All over the country and around the world, young people are graduating at this time. Last night, our local public high school had graduation, and several of our daughter's friends graduated. When we picked Esther up yesterday on her last day of being a junior in her high school, she had such a big smile as she approached the car. We knew the first words from her lips would be, Now I'm a senior. She did not disappoint.
Graduation is an important milestone in life, and in so many ways a vital fork in the road of life. Often, due to lack of proper direction in the early formative years, so many choose the wrong way at this point.
I want to encourage graduates and all reading this to hear a very clear message from God's Word. This morning I studied on the phrase, the way. This specific phrase has great meaning in the Scriptures. God chose Abraham to command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord. Moses urged the people to walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you. The psalmist declares, I have chosen the way of truth. The sense of the Hebrew word for way in the above passages is, quote, a course of life or mode of action, end quote.
In the New Testament, Jesus said, I am the way. And a descriptive designation for the early church in the book of Acts was the way. One of the last uses of the phrase in the Bible is so pertinent to our time. It describes when many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute.
The daily verse expresses a truth that we all do well to hide deep in our hearts. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you. Truly, our Father knows best. We all need to keep this truth before us, but our young people are especially at a point in life where there is a battle raging over this issue in their souls. They hear so many voices asserting, this way is best for you. But God directs us in the way we should go.
My prayer for them is well stated by the prophet Isaiah in another verse. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, This is the way. Walk in it. And that's my prayer for each reader today as well. Let's pray together. Jesus, I pray for families whose children graduate from high school or college this year. What a tremendous and long-range accomplishment this is in the lives of our young people. I ask that you would empower our graduates with great foresight, godly wisdom, daily discipline, and a sense of purpose as they enter a new season of their lives. May their hearts be fully consecrated to you as they use their natural giftings and learned skills in the marketplace. Though yet as much to be revealed about their future, you have given absolute direction about their personal spiritual walk. No matter what field of study or where they locate geographically, may your voice be clearly heard. This is the way. Walk in it. No matter what season of life we're in, help us all to never forsake the unchanging, fundamental truths we learn from steadfastly walking in your way. We joyfully acknowledge it is the best way.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooksine. And it is a joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our web ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We have a number of additional resources on the site today. Brooksine is playing a song, Take My Life and Let It Be. It's the background to today's podcast. She just prepared it a few minutes ago. We have a little a keyboard that we use right here in our home recording studio for these podcasts. But we also have an online video version of that very same song from one of my favorite online sources of worship songs, Willington Church in British Columbia, Canada. This church places their entire service up each week on the web. They also archive each song, and that makes it easy to find. There are links to that song if you care to watch a video version are available, or read about the church, or even look over that extensive video and audio archive of all the songs they use in their worship services. Yesterday I placed a photo up on the site, and it's on the site again. It might be interesting for any podcast listeners that might want to look. It's a wooden plaque a friend made for me many years ago that has what appears initially to be some practically indiscernible characters on it, illegible, strange characters. But if you look hard, squinting may help, it does me, you will see it says Jesus. And I tell a little story about that as well. Finally today, I want to point out that all of the scripture references used in the podcast, because I didn't reference each one in the body of the message, I do have each reference listed if you'd like to look them up. In fact, they're hyperlinked to the Bible Gateway Bible page, and I would encourage you to do that. That's on the website as well. And there was one more note. We live in an interesting area. I often reference that, and I think anywhere you live, there's things that are interesting about it. But Lancaster County, I suppose, has some very interesting distinctions. We have a large dairy in our area. In fact, their product is sold up and down the East Coast called Turkey Hill. And their promotional means, among other ways they do it, is a large cow they take to fairs and different functions. And that cow was in her neighborhood yesterday, and I have a picture of it up on the web. I must say it's not a picture I took. The time I went back to see it, they had already moved it. It was at a Christian school just up the road from her house, about a quarter of a mile. It's a promotional cow they use, and I have a picture of the cow on the site, as well as some stories about the cow that they have on their website. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged as you walk in the best way.